Legislation passed to increase membership of Civil Aviation Board. Lime Tree Grove and Lakespen Sports Complex in East Central St. Andrew rehabilitated, and students benefiting from new classrooms at Abbotnott Gallimore High. This is House Matters. Thanks for joining us. The House of Representatives has passed amendments to the Civil Aviation Act to increase the number of persons who can serve on the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority JCAA board from 9 to 12. Transport Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies says the JCAA board recommended an increase in its membership in order to more effectively and efficiently manage its workload, thereby meeting the demands of the global civil aviation community. He says over the years, the range of responsibilities of the authority has increased.
This has come about both with the growth of the industry in Jamaica, as well as in terms of the increase in the demands of the global civil aviation community and the requirements of the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO. What the authority has sought to do is to appoint several subcommittees, but now the range of activities has meant that virtually some of the chairman, for example, virtually works full-time in trying to carry out all the different activities, both local as well as our international commitments.
Dr. Davies was speaking in Parliament on Tuesday. The JCAA is a statutory organization within the Transport Works and Housing Ministry with responsibility for regulating the country's aviation sector. Formerly the Civil Aviation Department, the authority was established by the Civil Aviation Amendment Act of 1995 and became operational on May 1996. It regulates air navigation and all matters relating to safety and security in civil aviation. The Lime Tree Grove and Lakespen Sports Complex in East Central St. Catherine have been rehabilitated at a cost of $24 million. Member of Parliament for East Central St. Catherine and State Minister for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Arnaldo Brown, says the funds are provided through the Sugar Transformation Program. He says a number of amenities have been provided for residents under the initiative.
The pitch was upgraded, changing room added, a mobile police post, a multi-purpose court was also put in, and spectator stands that could host about 1,000 spectators. Transforming that area and giving opportunities to young people.
The Hamilton Gardens Cricket Oval in St. Catherine was also established through grant funding of over $20,000 Canadian from the people of New Zealand. Member of Parliament for East Central St. Catherine and State Minister for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Arnaldo Brown, says that the project was part of efforts to develop sporting infrastructure in the constituency.
Our objective was to address the infrastructure that was in and lacking in the constituency. They've spent in total up to now $7 million on that facility, and it is a facility that we'll continue to spend money on. And Minister Omar would be pleased to hear that some of the money spent on that facility was also out of the Jeep funds.
Mr. Brown was making his contribution to the State of the Constituency debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. And students at the Abbotnott Gallimore High School in St. Anne have been benefiting from six new classrooms constructed at a cost of $24 million. Construction was undertaken as part of the Ministry of Education's thrust to improve the learning environment at the institution. Member of Parliament for Southwest St. Anne, Keith Walford, says additional classrooms have been boosting the teaching and learning process at the institution.
Our only high school was built to accommodate some 650 students. To date, Mr. Speaker, there are almost 1,500 students attending that school. So I want to thank Minister Ronnie Twaits for his contribution of six new classrooms. This certainly has given a tremendous boost to our high school, and we are hoping that with time we will get another high school.
Mr. Walford was making his contribution to the State of the Constituency debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.